They stared at me, stunned. It's not a bad idea, really. Emmett's surprise was definitely an insult. It might work, and we simply can't leave her father unprotected. You know that, Alice said. Everyone looked at Edward. It's too dangerous. I don't want him within 100 miles of her. Emmett was supremely confident. Edward, he's not getting through us. Alice thought for a minute. I don't see him attacking. He'll try to wait for us to leave her alone. It won't take long for him to realize that's not going to happen. I demand that you take me home. I tried to sound firm. Edward pressed his fingers to his temples and squeezed his eyes shut. Please, I said in a much smaller voice. He didn't look up. When he spoke, his voice sounded worn. You're leaving tonight, whether the tracker sees or not. You tell Charlie that you can't stand another minute in Forks. Tell him whatever story works. Pack the first things your hands touch, and then get in your truck. I don't care what he says to you. You have 15 minutes. Do you hear me? 15 minutes from the time you cross the doorstep. The Jeep rumbled to life, and he spun us around, the tires squealing. The needle on the speedometer started to race up the dial.